Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Audio cut of the day coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Here is Jason Smith. He was with us last week. He, of course, is a Missouri congressman and the chair of the powerful House Ways and Means Committee on the Big Beautiful Bill. Elon Musk broke bad on President Trump yesterday. Here's what Jason says.
This bill delivers on all of President Trump's priorities that he campaigned on and 77 million Americans picked on. The largest tax cut in U.S. history, the largest mandatory spending cuts of $1.69 trillion in U.S. history, including we're repealing more than $500 billion of the IRA, the Green New Tax Scam, including $200 billion of the EV tax credits. We also have the most significant welfare reforms in U.S. history all within this bill. This is a very conservative bill.
So you have this thing called the Congressional Budget Office, and Caitlin Collins from CNN asked Carolyn yesterday, hey, the CBO says it's going to add all this money. Well, even Rand Paul kind of agrees with that. Here's Jason's answer on that.
It is transformational from trying to reset government, but when people use the fake accounting notion coming from the Congressional Budget Office saying that just extending the current tax law will create trillions of dollars to the deficit is just bogus math.
All right, so former Illinois Congressman, my friend Rodney Davis is here. He's going to shoot straight with you on the process here and the bill. How are you? It's been a little while since we've caught up.
I'm doing great, my man. Waiting for my Raiders to take down your Chiefs this year.
Oh, my goodness.
It's going to happen.
You're going to start with that. Yeah, after the Chiefs get some tax dollars from me and other people here in the St. Louis area. But let's stick to the federal issue here. I'm very curious about what your position is, because obviously you have some people. I mentioned Rand Paul and others. Josh Hawley's throwing a flag at some of the Medicaid cuts. Are they cuts? Are they not cuts? Is it just a reduction in spending? Sometimes we say, why can't we go back to previous spending levels? You know the swamp. Speak, Rodney Davis. So what's your take on the big, beautiful bill? Elon Musk says it's an abomination.
Yeah, I agree with Chairman Jason Smith. This is historic tax cuts for the American people across all income levels. And it's also one of the largest, if not the largest, cut to the mandatory spending in this country. Remember, the mandatory side of the ledger, which are America's entitlement programs, you could shut government down. You could shut the discretionary side of the budget down, which includes Department of Defense. And you know what? Still 75 to 80% of your federal tax dollars are going out the door.
That's so important. Let me stop you. I made that point this week a couple of times, and that's so important. It really is. But continue, please.
No, it's that mandatory, those mandatory cuts, you know, making sure that people who use Medicaid actually should have access to Medicaid. And I think most Americans would agree that if you're willing, if you're an able-bodied adult and you're not working, and if the government helps pay to get you trained and pairs you up with a job so that you don't need Medicaid anymore, I think that's a good thing. I think the American people think it's a good thing, and that's exactly what Chairman Smith and the Republicans in the House did.
But I'm watching Fox, for example, during the day. I'm at my home. I'm monitoring things, and I'm seeing ad after ad from Josh Hawley talking about no Medicaid cuts. He's playing the lingo game. Hey, we're not going to touch your Medicaid. I'm there for you. So how do you respond to that messaging?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, I'm not in your media market, so I don't see those ads, so I really can't comment on them specifically. But, you know, the one thing that I've learned during my time in Congress is that, you know, you get to a point where you can begin to negotiate what your priorities are. And I'm sure Senator Hawley and his fellow senators are going to get to that point. And hopefully they'll come up with a compromise that will be principled enough for Senator Hawley to support it.
But outside of that, whatever happens here, because I think there's a fair amount of confidence that in some way, shape or form, the big, beautiful bill will get to the president's desk, right? Outside of that, what are the, because this is, there's a limitation here to what they can do with some of the discretionary spending because of the reconciliation process, right? Explain that a little bit.
Yeah, remember, the mandatory side of this, if you had a federal budget, 75 to 80% of those dollars, we'll just say 75 right now. So 3/4 of a pie chart would be eaten up by Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and some miscellaneous mandatory programs throughout other federal agencies. 25%, the last pie in that pie chart, would be discretionary spending. Very
right.
Important spending levels, defense, health and human services, education, agriculture, et cetera, commerce. You know, those are things that people really support. That 25% of the pie, because of the reconciliation process that is being used, that Democrats use to pass the IRA and the ARA and other bills, that discretionary side of the ledger, you can't touch.
Yeah.
That's through the normal appropriations process or the continuing resolution or the omnibus that you will hear that language every September. And so Republicans in the House had to address spending cuts in the mandatory side of the ledger to meet the Senate rules. And that's what they're debating right now. And that's why I think most Americans would agree. Addressing the drivers of the debt and the deficit, which is the 75% of that pie chart, is where you really start to make a dent in overspending in Washington.
Right. But my position has been, simply because I've talked about this for literally 3 decades, there doesn't seem to be intestinal fortitude on either side of the equation to really tackle the out-of-control spending on that side. And there have to be some tough calls perhaps made in the future, but the future is kind of now, and they're not making tough calls.
Well, they just did make tough calls. I mean, they just did they just passed historic cuts in mandatory spending by making sure that people who are using programs like Medicaid actually deserve to be able to use them. And people who can work that are using those programs actually, you know, maybe no, it'll be paired
that.
With the
yeah.
job.
I understand that. I've heard the case being made, and Jason made that case last week. On the CBO front, because it does seem interesting to me, when Republicans don't have control, they criticize the CBO, or the Democrats criticize the CBO, and then vice versa. What's your opinion of the CBO and the way that they do this? Because what I was explaining to someone earlier is we have these tax cuts that you may have even, did you vote for the tax cuts? You were there in 2017, right?
I did. I crafted the bill.
Right. So if we get to a situation where we don't have something that gets to the president, well, all of that goes away. But if we keep those in place, which I think we're going to, that's deemed new spending in some weird Washington swamp way, right? Just letting people, allowing people to have more of their money, not allowing government or Washington to confiscate their money. The CBO calculates that as new spending?
Yeah, it's crazy. And I will tell you, when we as Republicans were in the majority or the minority, we still complained about the accounting gimmicks that the CBO did. Because just like right now, just like you just explained and Chairman Smith explained earlier, it's a gimmick. And what they're saying is that under your current tax rates, most Americans just filed their taxes, and the tax refund or the taxes they owed were a certain amount based upon the tax rates that we lowered for every American family in 2017. Unfortunately, those tax rates for individuals and families and small businesses were set to expire at the end of this year. So if Congress does nothing, Americans, every small business, every family in America will see the largest tax increase that they've seen in American history all at once. And that is why Congress, under the leadership of Chairman Smith, acted. They're the reason why that they kept those tax rates where they are. But the CBO says, hey, you should just let that expire.
Right.
Otherwise, it's an increase in federal spending because if you didn't do your job, we would make more money. Therefore, it's a cost. It's absurd.
It is absurd. Hey, will you be coaching third base at this year's congressional baseball game?
I will. And Eric Schmidt is in such good shape. There's no way I'm stopping him at third. On a hit to the wall.
That's what I've heard. Senator Schmidt's going to try to join us either tomorrow or early next week. When is the game? Remind me on the date of the game.
The game is June 11th, Wednesday,
okay.
June 11th. And the Republicans, I've been with scrimmage last night. I practiced again with them this morning. Schmidt was hitting the snot out of the ball.
There we go.
It's going to be a shellacking,
right.
I hope, again.
All right. Thank you, Rodney. I appreciate it.
See you, Mark.
All right, Rodney was part of the battery with John Shimkus. Rodney was the catcher many years at the congressional baseball game when they were getting shellacked by the Democrats. The Republicans have the advantage right now, and Eric Schmidt's a big part of that. Audio cut of the day is coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.